It's 8 o'clock. Good morning again on Wednesday the 8th of July. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Brian Dobson and Gavin Jennings. The news is read by Mary Calpin.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has described Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan's statement to the Dáil last night about his ban for drink driving as an abject apology. A spokesperson said it was clear that Minister Cowan deeply regrets what happened and the Taoiseach accepts that his remorse is genuine. However, some opposition politicians argue that Minister Cowan still has questions to answer about the incident which occurred in 2016. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
In his Dáil statement, Minister Barry Cowan accepted he made a stupid mistake, which had never happened before or since, and he was profoundly sorry. He said what he termed his grave error should highlight the consequences of drink driving, and he said the criticism of him was fully deserved. Mr Cowan contended that it was not uncommon to drive on a learner permit for years, but accepted it was bad practice and that he should have regularised his position sooner. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach said it was clear that Minister Cowan deeply regrets what happened and Mr Martin accepts this remorse is genuine. A Sinn Féin source said Mr Cowan had accepted what he did was completely wrong and apologised, and the matter now was a distraction from urgent issues like affordable housing. However, sources from the Social Democrats as well as Rise TD Paul Murphy said Minister Cowan had yet to answer all relevant questions about the controversy.
Garda sergeants and inspectors say the easing of the COVID-19 restrictions has made policing the emergency regulations more difficult and caused confusion among frontline officers. A survey by the association representing middle-ranking Gardaí has also found that the majority felt Garda management did not prioritise their welfare, particularly in relation to testing and protective equipment. The AGSI General Secretary, Antoinette Cunningham, says the Department of Justice and Garda management must provide operational guidelines and appropriate training, along with legislative changes. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
More than 1,100 Garda sergeants and inspectors took part in this survey, and while they found the public's interaction and response to COVID-19 policing to be positive, they are critical of Garda management. 94% said Gardaí, like paramedics, should have had access to priority testing, while almost two-thirds said facilities should have been provided for them to self-isolate following a spit or cough attack or contact with a suspected case. Two-thirds of middle-ranking Gardaí also felt the protective equipment was inadequate. 87% welcomed the use of spit hoods as additional protection and want them retained after the pandemic. 94% said policing had become more difficult as the COVID-19 restrictions have been eased. The AGSI General Secretary, Antoinette Cunningham, says not only has the guidance and training on how to police the regulations been inadequate, but that confusion has also been a factor in border policing and still reigns as regards pub and restaurant inspections.
The latest figures from the Department of Health show that over 862,000 people have downloaded the new COVID tracker app launched yesterday. The app from the HSE aims to reduce the time it takes to find close contacts of people with the coronavirus. The acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, has said it would have a significant impact in slowing the spread of the virus. The World Health Organization has for the first time acknowledged that COVID-19 might be spread through tiny particles that linger in the air. It was responding to an open letter from more than 200 scientists who urged the WHO to update its guidance. The UN agency has previously attributed the spread of the disease primarily to small droplets expelled from the nose or mouth of infected people that fall onto surfaces. It's now preparing a scientific brief to address the emerging evidence on transmission and plans to release further guidance in the coming days. Human rights and equality must be built into Ireland's recovery following COVID-19. That's according to the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, which has published its annual report. The Commission says care for older people and people without the capacity to live independently needs to be addressed in public policy. Our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally.
COVID-19 and the state's response to it has highlighted the existing inequalities in society, according to the IHREC. In its 2019 report, the Commission says the same groups who experience disadvantage or discrimination relative to the rest of the population have been hardest hit by the pandemic. It says the vulnerability of people in congregated institutional settings points to the need to address the role of institutionalisation in public policy. The Commission also says that COVID-19 has shone a light on what is classed as essential work in the economy and society, which it says is often neither well paid or secure. It points out that this type of work is frequently undertaken by migrant workers, and the right to decent work will be an ongoing focus of the Commission.
The time is 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather, sponsored by SuperValu. Our online shopping delivers value straight to your front door. It's got to be SuperValu.
A largely dry start across the north and northeast of the country today with some hazy sunshine possible. It will be cloudy and misty in most other areas with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. By afternoon, heavier and more persistent rain will move in from the Atlantic, spreading eastwards across the country to affect many areas. Highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees.